Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. In the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is Carlito's Way. It is a 1993 crime drama starring Al Pacino, directed by Brian De Palma. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was absolutely my cup of tea. It was so good. Highly recommend this one. What about you?
This movie was my cup of tea. I loved it. It was absolutely riveting, start to finish. Definitely check this one out.
So Tim, give everybody a rundown. What's it about?
After getting out of prison early, Carlito vows to go straight and retire to an honest life. However, his criminal past proves difficult to escape. Michael, where do you want to start with this one?
Let's start with Al Pacino. He's the star of the film, and he nails it. It is so well done. Every facet of his character is important, and if he didn't have the range to execute on all of it, it wouldn't work. But it does because he's so good.
Oh, he's fantastic in this movie. I mean, from the quiet moments of subtle intensity to the big moments when he explodes. I mean, he really blows up a couple times, and I jumped in my seat. It was so riveting. But everybody's riveting in this movie. I mean, Sean Penn is delivering a great performance as this Weasley lawyer. Penelope Ann Miller is amazing as the love interest, who really feels like so much more than just a love interest.
How many times have we seen women in these movies during the 80s and 90s just be trophies to be won? She is not like that. The love interest in this movie has agency, she has motivations. It feels like she has a whole realized life outside of the ways that Carlito intersects her world, and that's really important and makes it believable.
It was so refreshing. So much of this movie was refreshing. I hate to sound like the old man on the porch, but they don't make them like this anymore, and it's really a shame because this was a fantastic piece, and I think a lot of that credit goes to Brian De Palma, the director. He infuses the subtle moments of dialogue with a reality and a true lived-in experience where that we just don't see anymore. We don't see characters sitting and talking like this in movies anymore. He does such a great job developing the small moments and the big ones. I mean, the action set pieces in this movie are next level.
The action, Tim, is one thing I wanted to call out before we move into the things that we struggled with. The action is awesome. So many times in modern movies, now my turn to be old man on the porch, is just people shooting or punching one another. Brian De Palma understands that it's about the moments in between that. It's the tension that builds into that action piece that really makes it incredible. And he does a beautiful job in all of the action set pieces throughout this, including a final climactic scene in a train station that was one of the best action scenes I've ever seen.
Oh my goodness, it's got clear motivation, he's got a ticking clock, and he's got all these interesting impediments. Carlito's trying to get somewhere, these mobsters are stopping him, and just from one second to the next, it's a problem and it's a resolution to that problem, but that causes a new problem, and it's just, tension builds and builds and builds. It's fantastic stuff. Michael, was there anything that didn't work for you?
Tim, this movie was incredible. There's basically nothing that didn't work. If I were to take a shot, the only thing I would say is the movie's about Carlito's way. It's about his core values that drive him throughout the film. In the end, they're his undoing. There's not a clear perspective for me out of the movie as to how they feel about that. I wonder if they did have a perspective and I missed it. I wish it had been a little more clear if they had something they wanted to share.
I could get behind that. My only real issue with the film is that it's long. It's a 2.5-hour film, and I've avoided watching it for a long time because of that. It's hard to carve out 2.5 hours out of your life to watch a movie. But please do, because this movie absolutely delivers. It is fascinating start to finish. It's riveting, and it's not like a movie you're going to see coming out today. It's really fabulous, and I really recommend it.
Tim, I would recommend this movie to everybody. It's really, really good. It was an engaging watch. It is a 2.5 hours, but it's well worth every minute.
Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.